God, Lizzie didn't do one this week. But let me tell you, if she did do one, it would have been like this. Kentucky, Kentucky, sun kitten, sun kitten. Kentucky, sun kitten, sun kitten. Kentucky, Kentucky, sun kitten, sun kitten. Kentucky, 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 Kentucky. Kentucky fried titties. Sun kitten. Miss USA. I'm back. It's Eric from YourRealityRecaps.com reading you the Real Housewives of Orange County audio blogs each week after the episode airs. Because let's face it, we all like to be read to. Who likes to read these days? And the website has so many ads and blah, blah, blah. So you have me to interject my thoughts as I read to you what the ladies are saying after the episode each week. Now look, if you guys are listening to this on our website, make sure you comment below because I want to hear what you think about the show too. And maybe I'll even use what you say in these podcasts. And if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, do us a favor, give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. And check out our website and follow us on social media. You can tweet me anytime at Reality Recaps. But we have so much to get to this week. Let's jump right into it. And I'm super excited because we basically have everybody doing vlogs this week except for Lizzie. And I'm kind of good with that. So first up is Tamara with her blog called I Fly by the Seat of My Pants. Last week I was in New York City and wasn't able to write a blog about the birth of Ava. Oh my God, really, Tamara? So like what? You were in New York City for like every minute of every day and you didn't have 3 seconds for the fans? Just wondering, Tamara. Not a good excuse, honey. Not a good excuse. What a blessed memory to have on camera. It was one of the most happiest days of my life. Ava is now 5 months old and has brought so much love to our family. Oh, that's good, because you're going to have to pay a lot when she divorces your son. Like everybody else and all those other damn little kids that came out of her. My dream of opening up a business with my husband wasn't so easy. We're now going on our third year, and it has been a roller coaster. I found out fast that I had a lot to learn about running a business. Eddie had experience in starting a business, and he knew way more than I did, but he still only knows 49%. She said, technically. I was just being sarcastic. Eddie lives his days off his calendar and organized by spreadsheets. And, well, I fly by the seat of my pants. So, obviously, we would butt heads about things. Getting married and starting a business in the same year was about as challenging as anyone could imagine. Cut Fitness has had its ups and downs, and so many times I wanted to throw in the towel, but I have learned that it takes a good 3 years to get a company off the ground. Well, we're working on 5. Has anybody given us any money yet? I don't. Well, maybe. As Cut Fitness, make sure you subscribe and share and check out our Patreon if you want to support Reality Recaps. And Cut Fitness has growing pains just like anything else, but nothing we couldn't handle, as you'll see. I get a lot of emails and messages on social media about franchising Cut, and that is exactly what our plans are. I thought it would be a great idea to start Cut Fitness YouTube channel to give people from out of the area a little taste of Cut Fitness. Or our intro video already has 9 million views. We are in the process of filming short videos about workouts, food prep, healthy lifestyle choices, and a little behind the scenes look at Cut. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that YouTube channel is youtube.com/realityrecaps. No, I don't know what it is. She didn't say it. It's just a subscribe link. But if you're subscribing to anybody's YouTube, you better be subscribing to ours. YouTube/realityrecaps. Or the link's on right, like over there on the side if you're listening on our website. Cut Fitness is always involved in local events. And if you want to come out and meet us, please check out our upcoming events. I love seeing David and Shannon out to dinner and happy. The first few episodes with them have been, well, really painful to watch. The bracelet David bought Shannon was beautiful. Good job, David. I feel bad for Megan. She's 4 months into her marriage and having to tape the role of stepmom to a defiant teenager. Seems to me, Eric, that she's taken that job willingly, and I don't know if the stepchild is defiant as more so than just like a spoiled little brat. Anyway, that's the battle she's probably going to lose. So good luck, Megan. Let me just say I hate bowling, but I was happy to go to Vicky's because of the passing of her mom. I was extremely sad when Vicky said her mom would watch the kids. I can't even imagine the emotion she's going through. Next week, we're going to Tahiti, though, so woot, woot. I'm excited and scared to see next week's episode. Housewife trips are usually filled with drama, and this one's going to be no different. Anyway, make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tamara Judge. I still love Facebook. I don't care what anybody says. Okay? Thanks, Tamara, for that. And thus concludes the Bravo blog of Tamara. But let me know what you think in the comment section below if you're listening to this on the website. And hey, I'm going to throw it in here now because some people skipped the intro. But if you guys are listening on iTunes, 5-star rating, nice review. It helps us out. Okay. That's really concludes the Bravo blog of Tamara. The next blog is from Miss Fancy Bands herself, Heather, and it's called I Know I'm Controlling. And I am too, Heather, so let's be controlling together. Ain't nothing wrong with a girl. Take the stairs. 1,000 steps are a lot of freaking steps, and ugh, I don't know how Eddie and Tamara do this 10 times. I really enjoyed talking and sharing with Tamara after being friends for 4 years. Now, we understand each other's relationships and lives. It's nice to be able to open up and give and receive advice in a non-judgmental way. Tamara and Eddie love each other and have a great foundation. She's right. Starting a business the first year of marriage was probably a little ambitious, but they will find their way. When Terry and I started working on our skincare line, we were only married about a year, but I was a working actress and he was a doctor, so it was more of a side business that we enjoyed doing together, much less pressure than what Tamara and Eddie are trying to accomplish. Terry and I are having a ball with our skincare line, Consult Beauty. Available exclusively at Evine. We get it. Oh my god. If she says Evine in one more blog, I'm going to blow my Evine brain out. Blah, 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 blah. Skincare line. Moving on. I thought bowling was fun. Let it be known I suck at bowling. I do the rails. I do it with the rails up like the kids do. Okay. Whatever. It's still fun, people. Those who can do and those who can't have to look good while trying. Thus, the heels. I didn't hear what Vicky said about her mom babysitting her grandchildren when she forgot that she passed away. I was texting with my daughter and I wasn't aware because my mom's alive. Oh. Oh, God, you totally know Heather thought that. I was so sad to see that. Vicky is putting on a brave face, but obviously she needs time. Dinner at social. This was my first time at social. It was a very cool place. Great food, but it was so loud. We were all shouting at each other. You may have noticed. So about that dinner ordering. Yes, I know I'm controlling. However, I don't care what anybody eats outside of me and my kids. The girls asked me to order, so think what you will, but that's the truth. Having said that, Shannon was just texting me yesterday about where to go for dinner while she's in New York for Watch What Happens Live, and I did give her some restaurant suggestions and what to order, so I guess that's also just me. Girls trip. We're going to Morea. Yeah, where is that? I had no idea where that was. I'm terrible with geography. I'm certainly no Magellan, but Tahiti sounds fabulous. Every time we go on a girl's trip, Tamara makes me do something very adventurous, completely taking me out of my comfort zone. It's one of the things I like about traveling with her. This trip sounds like it'll be a little more chill, though. Sea, sun, and shams. My kind of trip. Of course, there's always drama when we travel, so stay tuned for next week as we go to the French Polynesia. Yes, I had to look that up. Until then, follow me on social media at Heather Dubrow. So, what did you guys think of Heather's blog this week and her on the show? I don't think she's too controlling. I like Heather just the way she is. But you guys know the deal. Let me know in the comment section below what you think. And thus concludes the Bravo blog of Heather. Rolling right along, we have my doppelganger, Megan, in her blog called I'm Failing Miserably. Because for some reason, apparently in this blog, she's going to try and play the victim. Girl, nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it. But I'm sure I'm going to totally relate to you, because I do every week. Megan says, I just arrived home at the OC after a long day of travel, especially after going to the Luke Bryan concert last night. Who the hell is Luke Bryan? Jimmy and I have actually been able to travel together recently, and it's been a welcome change for us. The first thing I thought when Tamara and Eddie were making their cut fitness videos was how much Tamara needs to be wearing sweat cosmetics, designed by athletes for athletes. I just launched this line with 5 other women 6 weeks ago. Oh my god. Guys, can we just talk? It's Eric now. I mean, I'm talking to you, dear listener. I know I'm annoying. I know I have a 1-minute intro, which promotes all of our stuff. I know that I try and work it in during these, you know, podcasts. YourRealityRecaps.com. Leave us a nice rating and review in iTunes. And leave your comments below. That's because we make no money. And this takes, like, you know, hours and hours of our lives to do and run this whole website and interviews and blah, blah, blah. Okay? We get it. But these people are so rich. Like, Megan, you are married to a millionaire baseball player. Why? Like, Shannon, none of them cannot pimp the shit out of their stuff in their blogs. I get it. Maybe that's why they're so successful. Maybe I'm just jealous. But I'm just saying, can't you just make just one blog where you just sling the shit that we all want to hear? And not, like, have to make it about selling all your shit. Right now, half of you are like, can you do it, Eric? Eric, you don't do it. I just told you the difference. They have money, and I eat ramen noodles every day. Okay, let's move on. Okay, we got it. I'm just jealous. I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite, and I'm jealous. Amanda Zuckerman called me a hypocrite today. Anyway. Okay, right, she made a sweaty cosmetic line with 6 other women. Got it. This is the first episode that I really enjoyed seeing scenes of Shannon and David. I thought the Valentine's dinner was very heartfelt, and David's dragon bracelet gift to Shannon was so loving. I smiled when Shannon gave David a huge hug, and by the way, major props to Shannon for showing her tummy on television. You go, girl. I do have to say that was pretty amazing of her. Shannon mentions how Brooks is losing weight, and Brooks says he has indeed lost 42 pounds due to juicing. No mention of cancer here, though. Leanne did all kinds of juicing when she was doing chemo and was willing to try anything. She even used to take a shot of vinegar several times per day. I tried it once, and it was just about the most horrible, putrid, burning taste I have ever experienced. So I understand why Shannon is pushing for Brooks to do anything and everything to kill his cancer. And when Vicky mentions to Shannon that 5 months of chemo hasn't worked, doesn't she really mean 3 rounds of chemo? Saying 5 months makes it sound much worse than it is. When I gave Haley the $100 allowance, I knew it was a lot. Way more than I would have been given if I was her biological mother and raised her from birth, but I'm trying to assert myself appropriately in my stepmom role. Say that 3 times fast. I did it. Yet she can't even finish her homework, so why am I rewarding her with an allowance for a minuscule expectation? How does one instill motivation? How do I find a middle ground and be a hashtag cool stepmom, but still a parent and guide without being an evil stepmom? Well, Megan, Eric speaking, you don't. You be a mom. Don't be a stepmom. Just be a mom. You're not a friend. You're not a bank. You're supposed to be a mom. Step doesn't really matter. Don't be a friend. You can be nice and super loving and stuff as a mom, but you're not a mom. I mean, you're not a friend. You are a mom. Well, I guess you're not a mom. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, let's see what else Megan's saying. Speaking of stepmom duties, there's nothing wrong with a teenager taking birth control. First of all, I had the blessing and backing of both Leanne and Jimmy, and then Haley and I spoke about getting pregnant and the science behind it. Our conversation was not emotional. It was scientific, and it was meant to arm her with factual information so that she can make an informed decision about sex. No teenager is going to ask their parent for permission to have sex, so why not arm them with the tools necessary to empower their decisions instead of that having them blindly come to age. I completely agree with that. And finally to Vicky, no, Vicky, I'm not doing a great job with Haley. I'm failing miserably. I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm trying my hardest because I love Haley and I want her to succeed. I am Mama on Megan's side. I know you might not think I am, but I'm totally on Megan's side. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below, because thus ends the Bravo blog of Megan. And I guess since Megan called her out, it's only fair we go over to Vicky with her blog called I Need a Break from All the Sadness. I am writing this week's blog from Brianna's home in Oklahoma. I came out here for the weekend so Brianna and Ryan could get away for a few nights alone. It was so wonderful being with Troy and Owen, as it really calms my mind and brings me so much joy just to be with them. Troy will be 3 in September and Owen just turned 1. They are beautiful boys and so sweet. You'll see them on the show later in the season when I come out to visit them, and they also come back to California for a few days, so stay tuned. I hope you all are enjoying your summer too and are stopping to do the little things that make you happy and feel content. On this week's episode, you'll see my brother Billy and I struggling with the sudden passing of my mom. He suggested that we see a medium, not median, to see if that would help bring us some closure. Because Billy is the one who found my mom, he is the one who's really taking it the hardest. A friend of his in Illinois told him about mediums and how they're able to connect with those who have crossed over, and we really didn't know much about it, and we went in with an open mind. Hey everybody, let me just tell you, it's fake, it's a con, and it's just somebody that schedules your appointment and then researches public records about you, searches now, thanks to social media about you. Hopefully, if you have a Facebook, one of your friends have tagged you, and you know, they can find information through your friends' posts to make you think that they know something that there's no way you could know, and it's all just a great giant big scam, and it can't be proven, and if you guys pay money for it, you're all crazy. Anyway, although I feel at times he was connecting with my mom, the overall experience was somewhat freaky. I mean, is this guy really connecting with my mom's spirit? I just really don't know how that can be. But I was happy to get out with the ladies and go bowling because it had been a few weeks after my mom died and I needed a break from all the sadness. Shannon approaching me about Brooke's cancer in the midst of me trying to have some fun was not good timing as far as I'm concerned. Hearing that the ladies were up for going out of town for a week was great, and even more great was that they're willing to go as far as Moera. I didn't hear how they said it on the show, and I don't even know how I'm supposed to be saying it. You know what? I don't really care. How about that? I had heard so many great things about Tahiti, so I thought, why not make this a girls' trip? I want to thank those of you who have reached out to Brooke, and thank you for sending your prayers and wishes. Okay, I'm not reading this part again. This is literally, she cuts and pastes the cancer thing about Brooks every single thing. It all just says the same thing every time about, oh, we're trying, we're doing all this stuff, club detox, blah, blah, blah. You're not missing anything. As most of you know, cancer cannot survive in an oxidated, alkaline setting, and that has been our primary focus. It's been a long journey, but we have an amazing team, and he will win this battle. So go to Club Detox. Watching Megan and Haley seemed a little confusing to me. So Megan, Jim, and Leanne haven't set the school rules down. The fact that they allow their 17-year-old not to be in a traditional school, and the fact that she doesn't show up to independent study class sounds like a recipe for disaster. That would never fly with me. Education in school should never be an option for a 17-year-old, so good luck with that. Isn't it a parent's responsibility to make sure their children are able to make it on their own by making sure they're educated? Anyway, I'm so proud of David and Shannon and their commitment to their marriage. Watching David give Shannon her Valentine's Day gift was so thoughtful and inspiring that marriages can survive after one has been unfaithful. I agree with Shannon that you have to be honest and forthright in order to be able to move forward, and I'm a lot like Shannon, and forgiveness is something I'm not very good at. So even though it makes me more proud of her that she, which makes it makes me even more proud of her that she's able to do this so well. Thanks again for all your love and support on my mother's passing. I know it's been a lot for you, just like losing someone you love. I look forward to being with my parents again one day in heaven. Well, you ain't going to heaven, honey, because you went to a medium and that's a devil worshiper. Now the God ain't letting you in because you were with Beelzebub. I'm kidding. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below about Vicky and all the shade she is slinging at Megan. Clearly, they're going to have a fight later this season. But let me know what you guys think in the Bravo blog below, because we have one more to go. But first, thus concludes the Bravo blog of Vicky. And last, but certainly not least, because thank God Lizzie didn't do one this week. But let me tell you, if she did do one, it would have been like this. Kentucky, Kentucky, sun kitten, sun kitten, Kentucky, sun kitten, sun kitten, Kentucky, Kentucky, sun kitten, sun kitten, Kentucky, 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 Kentucky fried titties, sun kitten, Miss USA. And anyway, over to Shannon to wrap it all up with her blog called The Love I Saw From Him Was Deep. How deep, honey? How deep? Well, I am in New York with David and we'll be on Watch What Happens Tonight. And we're having a ball. Yeah, honey, you told us you were having a ball last year when you knew he was cheating on you. So how the hell are we supposed to believe anything you goddamn say? Go put 9 lemons in a bowl and douse it with some freaking oil and then I'll listen to you, I guess. I'm all over this, Shannon. I don't believe one word that comes out of her mouth. I think she's so crazy, insanely manipulative. Anyway, I like this episode. Oh, thank God you like it, bitch. Finally, sorry, everyone's annoying me today. Finally, you're seeing some fun and positivity. To start, I know, what was I thinking? I lifted up my shirt and squeezed my flab of my stomach on television. I thought that it would motivate me to finally tone up my body and exercise, and it has. As most women enter their 50s, we get a little thicker around the midsection. Today, I can say that I am still not the biggest fan of exercise, but I like the results and I'm actually becoming stronger and more toned. David is such a workout fanatic, it's nice we can actually do another activity together. Dr. Tim was the twin soccer coach a few years back, and I always told him that I would come in to see him at Pacifica Wellness. I never made the time or effort, but his exercises have allowed me to slowly build up. He focuses on sports medicine and physical therapy, so it's great that he uses ultrasound and acupuncture on those days where my older body has strained itself a bit. Valentine's Day. This dinner with David was one of the highlights of filming. Because it makes us look like a normal couple, says the robot. He was thoughtful in every way possible. He loves John Hardy bracelets, and I had given him a few dragons on them because we were both born in the Chinese year of the dragon. But the most special part of the night was when David read me his card. He usually buys cards with worms or a poem or stuff already printed on them and signs his name, which is great, by the way. But this time he wrote his own words and I was blown away. I also never see my husband tear up. Yeah, you did, like on every episode so far. And probably when you scream and yell at him and beat him. Once we put our dog down, and then the second time at our couple's retreat. See? So I guess you did see it then. Liar! It was on this night that I knew certain that David and I were going to make it. He said things to me that I never thought possible after our ordeal. The love I saw for him was deep, and I'll never forget that touching night. Bowling was fun, and it was painful to hear Vicky matter-of-factly say that her mother would watch Brianna's boys if we all went away. So it was hard to watch that and watch her hurting. But I was also excited to hear the announcement that we were going to Tahiti. She and I could both use a fun girls' trip this time. And tune in next week as we get ready and go off the chain for a crazy, amazing trip. And it also concludes our Bravo blogs for this week. But let me know what you guys thought in the comment section below if you're listening on our website, which you should be, or tweet us at Reality Recaps, or follow us on our Facebook page. We want to really start interacting with you guys more on Facebook. We're always so much about Twitter and live tweeting shows. But, you know, anywhere on social media, you can find all of the places we are on social media over on our website, YourRealityRecaps.com. And of course, you can see all of our Bravo content at YourRealityRecaps.com/Bravo. Of course, for those of you that don't know, Big Brother 17 is starting. We're going to have a ton of coverage on Big Brother as well, if you guys are into that. Exit interviews each week, live tweeting, and of course, doing a ton more Bravo content as a live video show. And all of the stuff that we do is available on our website, on YouTube, and on iTunes. You can get just the audio feed on iTunes, or you can get the audio and video feed, or you can get it just for specific shows. There's so much. Check all of that out on our website. Just click on the little podcast tab up top, and you can see all of your choices. Of course, if you want to help support our shows, you can make a donation through PayPal or Patreon, or for free, just simply click on our Amazon ad on our website before you do your Amazon shopping. Or, like I said, the easiest way, share our stuff on social media, tell your friends about our show. If you just tell one person every day, you can really help us out a lot. But you're listening to an audio podcast, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. That is the cheapest and best way you can help us keep bringing you guys shows like this every week and all of our other content. So until next week, I will see you guys then. Seriously, comment on our website on the page for this show, because I want to know what you guys think of it. I want to know what you're saying. I'll read some of your content on the show. I want to do this show with you guys this season, and I'll probably be live tweeting during the East Coast airing next week too. So I hope you guys all enjoyed it. See you soon. Bye for now, everybody.